coming at you recorded from parts around the globe, it's the LFTO Thinker Box. Today's panel is Kyrie Ann.
I felt like Sarah Palin when I said that.
The Sylvester.
I'm pretty sure Kai verbally sees every time it quacks for her.
And Rain Zero.
Oh god, I don't even have time to pack my stuff.
I'm your host, Prophet Zero Two, and with me is my co-host, Amari T.
I'm sorry, I just tuned out that whole conversation. something about Sojourner Weaver and sex, I'm not so into that.
Today, the Thinker Box is talking about aliens and the possibility of invasion and how TV will play a part in their ultimate destruction. Who on the panel has played Halo Reach?
I have.
Not me.
Awesome. Neither have I.
I have also not done so.
Okay. So for the two people who have played Halo Reach, you're in the hot seat right now. Go ahead and give me a quick sum up of the game in three words or less.
Everyone dies.
Nice.
What Rain said.
The reason why I bring up Halo Reach is it's based on the Halo book, The Fall of Reach, which involves an alien invasion of a planet. And so the main question of today is, how would you survive a hostile alien invasion?
Well, actually, most of our questions don't have much to do with alien invasions.
Why not?
Because we are more intellectual and we like to think about the why of the aliens more than the how.
Well, yeah, if you understood the why, then I think you'd have a better chance of living through the actual invasion.
Well, and then the question is, would they actually invade?
The idea of invading and taking over is a really human idea, and we don't really know what alien cultures are like or if they even have the same, like, human condition that we do. They could just be like, it's just another planet, let's leave it alone, because we're actually, like, not retarded, like, they are.
Like, oh look, it has beautiful oceans and things. Let's make it a natural park. Let's save it. Every now and then some tourists can fly in there for some sightseeing, but just make sure the people don't see you. And that's where all the UFO sightings that have ever happened have come from.
The main problem with that theory is that it means that as soon as we destroy all of our natural park stuff, they no longer have a reason to do this.
They would attack, because they're like, these people are destroying our park. So
what if we are the main attraction of the park?
That explains the probing.
What exactly do you do when you go to parks, Kai?
Well, if the human is the main attraction.
Look, here's a turtle. Let's probe it.
You know, I go to the aquarium to see penguins. That doesn't mean I'm going to probe them.
I think you better be talking to Brody about probing turtles, not me.
All right. In the event the aliens did decide to attack and that they were hostile, what weapon stockpiles would we use to fight back?
All of them?
Yeah. Well, no. I mean, I think in the event that aliens attacked and they were hostile, we would die.
Yeah.
So, yeah. None of them. I'm going with the opposite of the last answer.
Considering that they would have had enough technology to get here to kill us, I'm pretty sure they're way more advanced, and whatever they have is like guns to spears.
So this brings up the point of the Independence Day. They were hostile, but they didn't choose to attack first.
They did attack first.
Well, not at first. It took them a while.
They did a countdown. They wanted to warn us.
You know, here's the thing. They did what any good military does before they invade. They sent people in to gather intelligence through anal probing.
Best intelligence ever.
Yeah. But see, also, too, when you think about it, they probably put the countdown timer and they used our own satellites against us. Thinking, who's going to be smart enough to think this interference is an alien signal, and what spectrum manager, which is my job, would be smart enough, me, to figure that out and use that against them?
The Prophet, have you detected any alien life forms trying to hack into our culture?
He's been trying to convince the military that he has, but for some reason they won't listen to him.
I have picture evidence. They go by the handles of Daft Prodigy, Chris, and Miss Zara. And my wife's the queen. No one believes me.
So is every woman on this planet an alien? Yes.
No. Any woman that says that takes them less than 5 minutes to get ready for a date, hates shopping, and doesn't get their nails done at any point in time, they're aliens.
I think I'm an alien then.
Oh my God.
Sorry to say.
Okay.
I will admit it.
My girlfriend's an alien too.
I was going to go a lot more stereotypical and say every woman on the internet is an alien.
But there are no women on the internet.
There are no women on the internet.
Exactly!
Because they're all aliens.
See, I'm not a woman, but I'm pretty sure.
Yes, you are.
by that.
You're not a woman.
I'm not a woman.
Well,
but I'm pretty sure I'm not
my roommate defines woman as someone who owns a wardrobe. So think on that one.
He enjoys shopping. He legitimately enjoys shopping. So I think that's a very big problem.
Yeah.
How likely do you think it is that extraterrestrials have visited Earth before? And do you think some visits have been covered up?
Yes.
I'm going to go with no to be contrary.
You're always contrary.
Well, so here's the thing. I was reading this book recently about...
You can read?
Well, yes, I know that's surprising.
I think aliens can read.
But... So about aliens and the government, we always talk about the government covering alien conspiracies up, but in reality, historically, the government has encouraged belief in aliens because it helps them to cover up their own projects. There actually has, recently, they've written this whole thing about how Area 51 was a testing location for all of these jets and stuff, and they encouraged people to believe that were aliens. Aliens, so, and, you know, did sort of fake cover-ups that they knew no one would fall for and then think it was aliens.
Area 51 is not necessarily just a U.S. thing. It's any government that wants to make people believe that there are aliens out there has their own version of Area 51.
Well, which is not to say that there aren't aliens out there.
It's just not an area.
My philosophy on aliens is that it's egotistical of us. In an infinite universe, if it is in fact infinite,
but
it's
not.
So egotistical of us to think that we're the only ones out here. I don't know. I don't have any idea if they've contacted us or if anything's happened, but it's there has to be something else out there.
Mm-hmm. Well, they just discovered that there's an Earth-like planet that's only like 2 light years or something away, which is barely anything.
Yeah, no, it's in I forget what star system it is. It's 8.7 light years away. Mm-hmm. I watch Science Channel.
Woo!
Ooh, science!
Was that the one in the Andromeda section or whatever?
Andromeda's in another galaxy.
Given the periodic table and the way it interacts and knowing that our life forms are carbon-based, how do we know that aliens would be the same? They could potentially be made of silicon, which reacts similarly to carbon. How would we even tell the difference?
I think that if they were made of silicon, you could tell by how jiggly they were.
Well, we think about it like this. When they come down and start blowing up our planet, we're going to know they're real.
I mean, they could be made of, like, hydrogen or oxygen, and we can't even see them. They could have been here for years.
Well, see, now you're getting into Star Trek, with Star Trek aliens and stuff like that. There was even one where they had them attack the holodeck, and they were photonic-based life forms.
Well, I just mean, like, actually physics and how chemistry works, because silicon is right beneath carbon in the periodic table, so that means it reacts almost exactly the same as carbon.
So you're going into movie Evolution with...
I actually David saw Sony. The beginning of that on vacation, and then we never watched the rest of it because we had to go to
the we'll see. What, you have a lot. They have a lot of good theory behind it, because those were carbon-based life forms. They were nitrogen-based life forms, and killed them was PERT.
Well, yeah, thanks for the spoiler. Jeez. There are many different ways that life could take form. And the way our life has isn't necessarily the only one, which is also to say that there could be life forms on, like, Neptune or something that are completely different from our life forms. So even just looking for an Earth-like planet might not matter, because there could be life forms on any kind of planet.
And how they've been looking for water, as that would be proof that there could be life. There could be a type of life that doesn't need water, and just wasting our time.
Assuming there are aliens somewhere out there, why haven't we seen any sign of them? Or alternately, what signs have we seen that haven't been universally attributed to aliens?
Stop signs.
Oh.
Totally made by aliens.
I can see that. They want to slow us down.
They do.
They're smart.
And speed bumps? There's no reason for speed bumps.
You know, every time that...
There's no reason for speed bumps. 157 people die a year because of speed bumps.
You ever get stuck at a red light? There's no traffic coming the other way, but the light doesn't change? That's because the aliens are trying to stop you from getting to where you're going.
You know what? Anything that slows us down or stops us, clearly aliens.
Obviously.
I think maybe also anything that, like, really spurs someone on or inspires someone to discover something that's really destructive, that's also aliens.
Yes. I do believe that the aliens would want us to all destroy ourselves.
So it's not going to be like the opening of the Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy where all these ships show up to destroy the Earth.
Well, it might be, but
by then it will be too late.
Oh, dun, dun, dun.
I mean, I'm thinking stuff like...
Okay, you're out.
If aliens have come here and not already made contact with us, then they're trying not to be obvious about their existence.
Well, here's the thing, though. Let's bust out Star Trek, the Prime Directive. You don't talk to a race that doesn't have the same capabilities you have, i.e. warp travel.
Exactly. So why would you be building Stonehenge or pyramids when trying to... not make contact?
Mm-hmm.
Well, see, that gets into great mysteries of a lot of things, you know, like the pyramids. Were they really like in Stargate? Were they for ships to land and everything? Or
you know, the pyramids actually are really, really, really fine-tuned to the constellations above.
Mm-hmm.
I actually did research on this for astronomy, and it's crazy how fine-tuned they are. And like during the one night in the year that's like the night of Horus' death or whatever, and they're religion, there's a hole in one of the pyramids that like the light shines through from that star directly down into the pyramid. It's like this stuff, they had a lot of technology somehow to do.
Have we been looking at that one star for any life? We don't think we should be.
Well, but I also think that we've gone through these stages as humans where we've built things up, we've gotten great technology, we've been amazing, inventing things, so on and so forth, and then some really dumb but strong other race is like, why are those people reading books? Let's kill them.
That is a great summary.
It is, but also too, maybe just like an Independence Day, maybe they want our natural resources. They want our water. They want our wood. They want our land. They want our air. They want our planet. That's all they need. They need a home. We're in their way.
Or maybe they're waiting for us to build stuff on every surface of the planet, and then they'll go, hey, we like what you've done with the place. Now we have an apartment complex.
Woo!
Maybe.
Possible.
And a parking garage.
Maybe the aliens do want to kill us all, but they want to do it slow because they're evil and they want to see us. So this is one, global warming. They started global warming. So not only are they killing us, they're also pitting us against each other, blaming ourselves for global warming. Other people saying it's a myth.
If they want to do it slow, they better pick up their pace a little because of like all the families, like the Duggars that are popping out, like 19 kids. It's going to be a lot more people than they expect.
You know what's funny about this whole conversation right now is it's turned into conspiracy theorist's wet dream. I mean, sir, we've covered everything from, you know, a stop sign is an alien thing to the entire state of Wyoming doesn't exist, which is my current theory.
Hey, as long as we're on it, how about we use the theory that humans actually are aliens from outer space who moved here and then forgot about it.
You know?
Actually, you know, there was a theory that was brought up. They talked about the wild donkeys in Death Valley that were there. They were brought there. They were used to pack stuff out by people who were settling California and Nevada and stuff like that. They were just left in Death Valley to die, and they procreated and survived. There's a theory out there that we are a byproduct of an alien race left on this planet to die, and we procreated.
Like Australia.
That does sound like us. We're the cockroaches of the universe.
We were like the angry people from our other race. And they were like, you know what? You are screwing up our nation and all of our culture. So you get to go here and die.
You know,
have you guys ever read the book series?
No.
My Teacher is an Alien?
No.
Yes, actually.
The whole idea in it is that pretty much every alien race are like peaceful and get along just fine. And they're all watching us with this like terror of they're figuring out how to get into space and they're killing each other. What are they going to do to us? What do we do to stop them?
I bring up the movie Enemy Mine. We're going to start killing them and annex their space.
So if anyone was interested in looking up these books, they may or may not be written by a man named Brian Corville.
Who do you think will instigate first contact, us or an alien race?
I'm going to say an alien race.
I think that before any alien race tries to make contact with us, we will be traveling out there and we will find them.
I've always believed if you look at the rate at which our communication systems are advancing versus how little we are doing to advance space travel, we are much more likely to manage to communicate with people galaxies away before we will ever be able to get to them.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Exactly.
Just like the internet.
And now I've just remembered that quote from some physicist that somebody said was in a movie. It was a quote from Stephen Hawking saying that we keep trying to contact aliens and something about maybe we don't want to.
That was Stephen Hawking's.
It was also stated in Independence Day.
Yeah,
that's where I got it from.
Stephen Hawking believes that we need to not send anything out into space for 200 years until we are more advanced than able to take care of ourselves.
Uh-huh. Oh, you know that capsule they sent into space in like the 60s or whatever? They put human
it's
DNA
called,
in there?
It's
what
called
the crap
Voyager.
Were they thinking?
It's called Voyager.
What the crap were they thinking? Human DNA.
No,
seriously.
It's called Voyager. It's still out in space right now. It's past the Kuiper Belt.
They sent out human DNA. They sent out like pictures of us naked because they think the aliens are going to enjoy it or because like we're going to show them all of our vulnerable areas. The stuff that we sent, it's like cultural stuff, I guess, whatever, so they understand where we're coming from.
So they can blend in with our
culture. There's no context for them and DNA. They can like clone us.
That actually reminds me of a movie. DNA got sent out into space and the aliens came down, but it was the wrong DNA or something.
You talking about Species?
I don't think so. Damn it, this is going to bug me all night.
You know, Kai's right. They're going to get our vulnerabilities, especially if they copy the DNA and then they grow a human and then they just kill it several different ways. And like, okay, we know he's vulnerable here. We know he's vulnerable here.
But no, see, like that. There's it's much, much deeper than just that kind of thing. Because if they have the DNA, they have the different genomes and the different genes, and so they can know like how to manipulate disease. They can know how to manipulate all sorts of things that just like
they can figure all that out from these TV waves that we've been sending out into space for however many years.
Since
I mean, all the
30s,
all the science shows we have, you know, educational, blah blah. They can figure out anything they need to know about us from that.
Just by watching. So we're poisoning them by sending out our TV waves so that when they actually get here, they'll be like, what's on all my children next?
When they get here, they'll basically have people beaming up and going, yo, check out my crib, son. Oh, look, I got gold toilets here.
The thing is, those waves will have been so old, though, that they'll be all like, back on like the shows from like the beginning of TV. Yeah, this is my favorite show. We're like, what the crap is that?
But back to what you were saying, Kai, about the them using our DNA against us. I mean, really, they could fly a big old ship in, drop, just aerosol the entire planet with a deadly virus that affects us and not them, wait for us to die, 24, 48 hours later, they have a clean planet with all
the
other animals and stuff.
Well, technically, you know, like 2 weeks later after the janitors come through, then they'll have a clean planet.
That's where the plague came from.
Well, if you're counting on the janitors, it'll probably take a month because they'll probably unionize and say, we want to keep this planet for ourselves. What if we don't clean it up like you want?
And that's when their leader's going to say, we told you not to watch their shows.
See, we are sending so many horrible TV shows up into space that by the time the aliens decide to evade us, we've already won the war because they'd have killed themselves from watching Jersey Shore too much.
Well, maybe they're smarter than us and they won't continue watching things they don't like.
They'll be like, what is this?
And like 100 years, there's going to be an alien armada comes up and goes, what the fuck was up with the ending of Lost? You die for that!
Or alternately,
and then they glass our planet.
Or alternately, they could come and be like, "Jersey Shore is the best TV show I have ever seen. Our planet hasn't made anything this great. How did you do it?"
So our stupidity is their ingenious idea.
Yeah. Pretty much. Or it could be like in Galaxy Quest, they call them the historical documents and round their society across ours. I feel sorry for that race.
I love that movie, by the way.
It's an awesome movie.
I haven't seen it.
Oh, you should see it.
You totally see it. Totally see it.
Wait, which movie are you talking?
Galaxy Quest. Any other questions, comments, or concerns regarding the topic? Even though it was a broad topic, it was supposed to be about alien invasion. I think we covered every aspect of why an alien race would or would not want to invade our planet for hostile takeover, Jersey Shore.
Just to be friends. And then we kill them and we realize our mistake. And we don't care.
Well, yeah, because no, it's like the aliens, they're not going to have the same language as us. So they land and they try to talk to us and we're like, holy shit, it's aliens. So we're going to kill them because of all of the media that's told us aliens are evil when they're just like, hi guys, we heard it's you.
We heard you like mud gifts.
We want to be your friend. And then it's like, stab, kill, die. And they're like, why?
Well, here's what I find fascinating. Like, we see in three waves of light. But there are animals that see a fourth wave of light that we can't see at all. Mm-hmm. So then there are like fish who communicate in that wave of life, of light. So going by that, it's thoroughly possible, even just on our own planet, that there are creatures that are completely sentient that we don't recognize as sentient and they don't recognize us as sentient because we can't recognize the other's language whatsoever. Ooh. So then, like, apply that to, like, alien life.
Actually, that's very thoughtful. You went to college, didn't you?
Yes, I did.
You went to that smart place with all them smart people and you
read them smart people. I feel like Gunny Highway and Heartbreak Ridge. Where'd you go to college at? Fort Bragg. Rain, any closing thoughts?
Black helicopters. Google it.
Oh, that's a good closing thought.
That's a good closing thought. Sylvester, your closing thought.
Quack.
That'll work.
Kai, your final thoughts.
Sigourney Weaver is on my no guilt celebrity sex list, even though she's like middle-aged now.
You know what? She's on my no guilt celebrity sex list too. She's hot.
Yes.
You know, I haven't.
Did you
actually
see her in Avatar?
I know. Even though she's middle-aged, she's still like, oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
Well, that's it for the LFTO Thinker Box. Many thanks go out to Kyrie Ann, the Sylvester, and Rain Zero. Tune in next week as we're joined by fan fiction authors Leia, Martien, Kyrie Ann, and Miss Zara for a conversation that will most likely start the zombie apocalypse. The LFTO Thinker Box is produced by DeProfit02 and Amari T. Theme song composed by Super Jim with cover art created by Rain Zero. If there's a topic you'd like to hear us discuss on the LFTO Thinker Box, hit me up at roosterteeth.com/DeProfit02 or Amari T at roosterteeth.com/AmariT. If it's good, or we're completely stumped for ideas, you might hear us talk about it. See you next week.